Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Happy Tuesday. This is a special edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This show is regarding, is about the road to L.A. Two Jackson-based opera vocalists, Ms. Sheila Ramsey and Ms. Janice Lewis will be traveling to L.A. in late June to participate in Opera Works 2011 Advanced Artist Program. This is a very prestigious program, and we shall all be very, very, very honored and happy and supportive of this special invite to obviously talented, multi-talented vocalists being invited to an event. Well, yes, an event, to a program of this sort and of this kind. And if you are a opera lover, or if you're new to opera, just be happy and eager to learn more about opera. Miss Sheila Ramsey and Miss Janice Lewis and Opera Works in Los Angeles, California. You can visit Opera Works website at operaworks.org. The two young ladies are scheduled to call in to share with us what's going on with their current projects and their trip regarding traveling to Los Angeles and what the public can do to assist and support them regarding their current projects and their trip to participate within this prestigious program. Again, I would like to share the bios with you before we begin our conversation with the two young ladies. Ms. Janice Lewis is a mezzo-soprano. She is currently enrolled in the Master of Music Education program at Jackson State University. She graduated magna cum laude from Jackson State in 2008, where she studied vocal performance. She studies voice with Phyllis Lewis Hill and is a member of Alpha Chi Honor Fraternity. She has performed as a solo artist in Italy, Japan, and throughout the United States, singing classical, gospel, and jazz repertoire. A native of Chicago, Illinois, yes, she's from Chi-Town. She has placed as a finalist in NATS, N-A-T-S competitions from 2005 through 2011. Janice has been featured as an artist for the Opera South presentation of the opera and all that jazz, as well as from Mozart to Motown. She performed in the Opera South Jackson State University production of The Magic Flute, covered Third Lady. She has performed as a solo artist on the Opera South Reunion Benefit Concert and as a solo artist in many Opera South productions. She was a member solo artist with Jackson State University Chorale, Choir, and Vocal Jazz Ensemble, and has performed in several opera workshop scenes. Janice has participated in master classes with acclaimed artist tenor George Shirley, mezzo soprano Barbara Conrad, soprano Emma Goldman, bass Chester Payton, and soprano Faye Robinson. She is a member of the Mississippi Chorus under the direction of Dr. Richard Waters and the Mississippi Chorus Chamber Singers under the direction of Mr. Harlan Zachary. She also sings with the Mississippi Opera Chorus. Janice currently serves as a section leader and assistant conducting for the Chancel Choir at Covenant Presbyterian Church here in Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi, where Dr. Stephen Sachs of Belhaven College Music Department, he's chairman there, is director of music ministries. She has served as minister of music for churches in Indiana, Arizona, and Jackson, Mississippi, and as music coordinator for the National Inspirational Youth Convention, also known as NIYC, of the Church of God from 1990 to 93. She served as an artist in residence in the summer of 2008 Carlton College in Northfield, Minnesota. What's up, Minnesota? Early in her music career, Janice debuted as a gospel artist with her solo album entitled Adoration. She has toured with and directed Anderson University's, that's in Anderson, Indiana, gospel groups, Fruit of the Spirit, and Creative Expressions of Hope. She has appeared in concert with several renowned gospel recording artists, including Sandy Patty, Bill and Gloria Gaither, Keith Pringle, Bobby Jones, Albertina Walker, Ray Boats, and commissioned. She has performed in two ensemble plays, Nonsense and Wise Woman. She also holds a degree from Ball State University in business management, and like I've been promoting and telling you guys, she presently resides in Jackson, Mississippi. And the next, last but not least, is Miss Diva, who I call Miss Diva, both are divas, is Sheila, Miss Sheila Ramsey's bio, which I've been sharing her sounds with you all for about 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm sure you've enjoyed listening to both of the young ladies' operas at the beginning of the program. But Sheila's a soprano, and she is a native of Jackson, Mississippi. She is currently a graduate student at Jackson State University, pursuing the Master of Music Education degree. She graduated magna cum laude from Jackson State University in 2007, where she studied vocal performance under the direction of Phyllis Lewis Hale. She currently performs with Opera Workshop and was the recipient of the William A. Brown Scholarship. She served as president of the Jackson State University Concert Choir. Sheila also has given lectures, recitals in the community about African American female opera singers in this country, and has performed masterclasses held by Dr. George Shirley and Faye Robinson. She has also performed within the Mississippi Symphony Orchestra and the Jackson State Orchestra, University Orchestra. She participated in a duet performance for the Opera South Reunion Benefit Gala, in which she performed on the same stage with Barbara Conrad, Curtis Ryan, Emma Goldman, and Chester Patton, to name a few. She has been featured as an artist for the Opera South presentation of Opera and All That Jazz, as well as From Mozart to Motown. Sheila was a second-place winner in the NATS vocal competition last year in 2010, held in Monroe, Louisiana. Among ensemble performances, Sheila has been a featured artist for the international acclaimed group Jerry Smith and the Children of Israel. Many of us know of them. She has understudied with Larry Robinson at Tougaloo College, where she received the Bachelor of Arts degree. She completed the Master of Public and Administration degree in 2000 from Jackson State University. She also worked as a middle school choir director in Jackson Public Schools, JPS, but presently teaches vocal lessons. So all of my, all of the vocalists and singers that I deal with, you know who to call for your vocal lessons. Okay? Okay, well, let me prepare to speak with the young ladies. They haven't called yet, so I'll continue speaking of their program, Opera Works. We have 16 minutes, and I do have another show scheduled regarding how important it is for the public, for us, the public, to be exposed to arts such as opera and ballet and classical music and just different genres. It's important to be familiar with different genres and so on. But back to their trip to Los Angeles, they both were invited out of being chosen from 300 applicants to be among 30 singers to participate within the Opera Works 2011 Advanced Artist Program held in Los Angeles. And so they've been scheduling events and recitals and seeking donations to go on their trip. I think they're almost about to reach their goal of fundraising for going on the trip to L.A. for the Opera Works 2011 Advanced Artist Program. We have 15 more minutes. Maybe I should have gone ahead and talked a little small talk. So I just want to share more info over about that. I'm waiting for their call. But I do have another show. We'll schedule another show in the near future regarding how important it is, and I did invite them to be a part of that show. My apologies also for the show that I had my regular time slot on Mondays for 5:30 a.m. We all three were prepared and ready for the interview was scheduled originally for yesterday. Like I said, today is a special broadcast. Because when it was technical difficulties happened, it was time for me to begin the show, and for some reason, technical difficulties occurred, and I couldn't get on the air. And I had planned on still airing my show, but scheduled the two divas for this morning. And we've been emailing each other back and forth, and so on. We did speak yesterday morning, and so on. So if they are not part of the show today, they'll definitely be part of the next show regarding how important it is for us to be exposed to the art of opera and exactly what is the organization operaworks.org and why is it so important for aspiring opera vocalists. It's very important, very, very, very important. Ms. Sheila have shared with me that some of the OperaWorks alumni are currently on stage at the Metropolitan Opera, Canadian Opera Company, even perform in Berlin. And you can visit OperaWorks website at operaworks.org. That's OperaWorks.org. And I must remind you that Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will begin airing daily, Monday through Friday at 5:30. Not just on Mondays at 5:30 a.m., but Monday through Friday. I prayed on that decision to air daily Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. and on Thursday nights at 11:30 p.m. as usual. But this Thursday will be as scheduled at 11 o'clock. And that show will be about getting to know me. Who the heck am I? I get so many questions, and I have fun talking with my friends and my followers and my supporters, and it's just I like to know who's listening to me, and like to know more about your careers and your future goals and your present goals and so on. So Thursday's show will be about getting to know each other and just, you know, sharing what's up in our respective areas and what's going on with our talents, you know, promote what's going on, what are you doing, and so on. So we have 11 minutes going on right now. And then also, let's see, since we have 11 minutes, we can still talk about some current hot topics. I will air tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. of rehearsing and getting prepared for doing it every day next Monday when I officially start. And next Monday's show will be about guess who's running for mayor of Miami, Florida. And that's Uncle Luther Campbell. So I'm excited for Luther Campbell, a.k.a. Uncle Luke. A lot of you all are familiar with Luke and Two Live Crew. Really, Luke was one of the first, very, very successful hip-hop entrepreneurs in the 80s. I mean, he really showed a lot of love to Jackson and the Mississippi, traveling and performing here very, very often. And just from what I've heard in articles that I've read and the media reports that I've seen, he seemed like he would be a pretty good mayor of Miami. You know, he really does. I mean, and he's very outspoken and he's very honest. So those are two things that we know about Mr. Luther Campbell. So next Monday we'll talk about Uncle Luke, Mr. Luther Campbell, campaigning to become Miami, Florida's next mayor. And I must send well wishes and best wishes to he and his future first lady, hopefully. So, and if you're in the Miami area, don't hesitate to call in and share the atmosphere of Miami. Hopefully Luke will call in. I will invite him to call, and so hopefully he'll call in, because that will be the day before election. I believe election is Tuesday on the 24th, and so the show will be Monday, the 23rd at 5:30 a.m. Or maybe I'll talk with him Tuesday, but the topic of the show will be Monday, because that's the day of the election. One thing about Miami, they've been doing like early. They've been doing early broadcasting. Okay, I'm back. Again, I am experiencing technical difficulties. I was speaking of next Monday's show. Somehow I got disconnected and I had to call back into my own show. So we only have 3 minutes remaining right now. But I was speaking of next Monday's show will be about Uncle Luke run for the mayor of Miami. So since I only have 3 more minutes, I just want to share with you all some of the future shows, and that we will do another show regarding opera and regarding the road to L.A., the Jackson-based opera singers, divas, that are traveling to Los Angeles in late June. I'm not sure. Maybe they've had to have difficulty calling in. I'm not sure. But one thing about live radio, you have to improv and be impromptu. You just can just keep with the flow. So this has been, this is fun. It's amazing. I am not, like I told you guys at the beginning of when I first premiered my show, I'm not one to get excited, I mean, nervous often. If I get nervous, it's every blue moon. I am brutally shy. And I'm dealing with that and working with that. And it's amazing how I've dealt with being brutally shy. But I get super, super excited. So it's amazing how, you know, dealing with live radio and knowing, too, also you have a certain duration of minutes to get your point across and to share news, important news, fun news. And again, I haven't mentioned sports. Oklahoma and Dallas play tonight. Excited about that. And then tomorrow night, the Bulls and Miami play. So this the NBA Finals, semifinals has really been exciting sports entertainment. And then the saga continues concerning mediation between the owners and the Players Association. Wow. So the lockout is still effective, but thumbs up and I applaud the NBA team, not NBA, NFL teams and their leaders who are conducting player-only workouts. And I guess you all heard the big news that Reggie Bush been sharing with media that he would like to remain a Saint. But I'm sure there are other teams that will like Reggie, but Reggie and the Saints seem to still be happy with one another, and he would like to remain a Saint. So, you know, some of you all let's just pray and hope they hurry up and come to a compromise, the NFL and the XFL players, you know. But I'm excited for the Mavericks, and I'm excited for Oklahoma. Memphis, you guys did a great job. I don't know, but I'm sure you all seen this, too. I seen this a few years ago where Oklahoma and Memphis would definitely develop into good teams. But Dallas are a hardworking team, and it seems like they might go all the way. I wonder who would definitely be the two teams to really compete for that trophy and that ring and all the recognition that goes along with it. You know, I honestly believe, not just because the Mavericks are my favorite team. If they weren't my favorite team, I just feel that it might be this year. You know, that's all I have to say. Well, we have 15 seconds, and remember to visit my eMark boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. I will go ahead and tell you all what's up in Jackson, Mississippi. It's cold today. We're having, like, fall weather, like November weather today. Unbelievable. But I will end the show the way I started it, playing operas by Miss Sheila Ramsey and Miss Janice Lewis. Thank you, and God bless, and continue to smile and support one another. Love y'all. Again, this is Beth, and thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And until next time, be true. And thank you. Thank you for your support and for viewing my profile. God bless.